Who is calling?
Hi, is this Robert? Hello?
Who is calling?
It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Notebook Writing. It's regarding a book project. So I'm actually your dedicated project manager. I wanted to have a word with you regarding the project. Is it a good time?
Are you with Gnome?
That is correct, Robert. Welcome on board.
Okay, you're not coming through very clearly, but I'm trying to read the captions on the screen on my phone. But
Okay.
that means there's a long time between what you say something and what the captions show that you said. So there may be a delay in my response. Please be patient.
I understand. That's not a problem at all, Robert. First of all, I would like to guide you with the process, since we will be doing the publication of your book as well. And along with that, you have 3 months marketing package. All right, so phase one will be having your book published, all right, on Amazon as ebook and paperback. You with me?
I have a book published already.
Okay,
It's
and
available on Barnes and Noble.
can you tell me the name of the book?
The name of the book. I just typed that to one of your representatives, Dave, Daniel Garcia. The name of the book is The Key to Victory, colon, Machine Learning, the Lessons of History.
The key to victory. Okay. Okay, and let me ask you this. What inspired you
The
to
key to
write this book?
victory, followed by a colon, and then after the colon, machine learning the lessons of history.
I got it. Okay. I see that it's available as a paperback on Barnes and Noble.
That's
Okay.
right.
And let me ask you this. What exactly inspired you to write the book?
Well, I'd been working this subject for a long time, and I finally decided to sit down and put everything together.
That is wonderful. And the first thing that I would like you to do for us is provide me the manuscript, the final manuscript, along with the book cover. All right? So I'll be sending you a link to our online portal where we'll be communicating. So you will receive an email from my end. All right? All you got to do is log in and go to the messages section and send me the book cover and the manuscript. That's the first thing that you need to do. You with me, Robert?
Okay, let's see. I will get an email from you.
You haven't gotten the email from me. You will be receiving it after I put down the phone, okay? But one more thing, Robert. I see that you have taken the post-marketing, but since we are publishing the book for you on Amazon as well, why didn't you take the pre-release marketing as well? Because that would do great for the book. I mean, while we are publishing your book on Amazon, we can run some articles and press releases about the book, create awareness, and gather the target audience with a pre-release date on Amazon. And once the book will be about to release, we can, go ahead and have some orders, pre-orders.
I don't know whether you can do that on Amazon because it's copyright.
Why do you think so? Don't you have the copyright for the book?
Technically, the Military Operations Research Society has the copyright.
Okay, but who has the copyright for the book?
The Military Operations Research Society.
Okay, so you're saying it's not your book?
saying it's not terrible?
No, I'm asking why isn't the book copyrighted under your name?
I'm the author.
Mm-hmm, I see that. And why is the copyright not under your name? I mean, if you have published it on Barnes & Noble, it's not going to have any issues being published on Amazon. So I don't think that that's going to be an issue.
Well, I'm not clear about the copyright situation, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's not a problem.
I mean, I sort of gave the book to Morris to publish.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose Barnes & Noble.
Okay, all right. That is completely understandable. But since we are publishing it on Amazon as well, and I'm telling you and I'm assuring you that it's not going to be a problem in terms of the copyrights, what I'm talking about is that you've taken the post-marketing, but why aren't you going for the pre-release marketing as well? I'm telling you this upfront because I see that the book can be pre-marketed, you know, before we launch it on Amazon, and we have a certain strategy of doing that.
Okay, exactly what is it you want from me?
Okay, clearly I'm saying that instead of going or proceeding with a 3-month package, let's add one more month that would be for pre-release marketing. All right? The cost would just be a little bit more. Since you have paid for the package already, you just need to add a little bit more amount and the package will be complete. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't understand the pre-release marketing business.
Let me explain that to you. See, before releasing your book, what we do is that we create awareness for the book with the release date. All right, so since we will be releasing your book on Amazon or publishing it on Amazon, we will work 1 month extensively creating awareness of the book. That, you know, this book is coming out on Amazon. That's what pre-release marketing is all about. We're going to optimize the results, have the rankings go up for the book, and once the book is released on Amazon, you are already going to have pre-orders. You know how pre-orders work? You know, when the product is launched, you already have orders there. That's what I'm talking about. That's what pre-release marketing is all about. Once we do that, and then we start off with the post-marketing strategy that is already in your package, we will have a very strong ground in terms of sales. You with me?
Now, I'm not very sure what the status is with regard to the Moors people. That's the Military Operations Research Society. And their efforts to publish it on Amazon.
Okay, I'm not really sure if I understand that. Are you saying that they are not sure whether or not the book should be published on Amazon?
I'm not sure what the Military Operations Research Society is actually doing with the book. At one time, they asked me about something, particularly the formatting of the mathematical equations. And I wrote them back and said, well, That goes fine on the Amazon system of publishing.
Okay.
I didn't submit it to Amazon, but I ran it through their process to see what it would look like if it were published on Amazon.
Okay.
And the formulas came out fine.
Okay, so are we good to publish the book on Amazon or not?
So, the question is?
I'm sorry?
I don't know what right I have to give to you to publish on Amazon.
Okay, so you're saying we have to drop...
Do you need any right? Did you need any me to give you any rights to do that?
Yes.
Do you need
the
Military Operations Research Society to give you any rights to do that?
Well, you are the author of the book, so I think your permission would be good enough. I mean, if you want to have the book on Amazon, then we should have it on Amazon, because the book is under your name.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm the author, but I'm not clear exactly what my rights are with regard to copyright at the moment.
Okay, all right. Then let's do one thing, Robert. You go ahead and have a word with them, discuss the scenario regarding the Amazon page and the publication on Amazon regarding the book, and you get back to me on that. Meanwhile, I would just like you to send me the manuscript of the book along with the book cover, and I will send you a brief form in order to fill out all the specifications regarding the book. Sounds good?
Well, of course, before I do that, I have to check with the lawyers, okay?
Of course.
I guess I have to check with the Military Operations Research Society before we do anything else, okay?
Absolutely.
And, what is a good email for me to communicate to you?
Okay, I will be sending you an email with the portal invitation. Are you good with portals? We use a portal
for
teamwork.
Okay.
Okay, so I will send you the invitation for that. All you got to do is log in. Once you log in, you go to the messages section, drop your manuscript and the book cover there, all right? While my team and I review the book and the manuscript regarding the marketing part, you can find out from them regarding the regarding the publication on Amazon, all right?
Okay, this is the teamwork thing, and
yes.
You're going to send me an email that has their .com address and so forth, right?
That's correct. You got it. Once I do that, can I call you back just to walk you through the portal?
Again, there's a delay between what you say and what I see on the screen now.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay. Well, if it's a standard portal and so forth, I can do that, I think.
Okay, sounds like a plan. One more thing I need to know from your end, Robert. The number that I'm calling you on, can I drop you a text message on that? Are you able to receive text messages there?
Email is better than text message for me.
Okay.
I am able to receive text messages if necessary.
Okay.
I work better on email.
All right. That sounds great, Robert. Thank you so much for your time. Let me get this sorted out, set up your account on the portal, and I will drop you an email, and I'll try to give you a call. If you're available, well and good. If not, then I'll just drop you a detailed email as to what exactly you have to do. Okay,
and in the meantime, I will be trying to get in touch with the Military Operations Research Society to get a clarification from them on how to handle this.
Absolutely. You talk to them about the Amazon page and also tell them that you want to go with the pre-marketing strategy if we get to publish the book on Amazon. That's going to boost the sales of the book. Just make sure you tell them that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Very good.
All right, that's about it from my end.
I guess we each have something to do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
So
you work
for
on.
Now.
Yeah, You work on your end, and I will, I will contact you. No worries. Thank you so much for your time. You have yourself a great day, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Talk to you later.